Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, Or.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Doing stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and the very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KO Hour.
I'm not sure what makes me laugh more, the cow there at the end, or the part where I'm going, bloop, 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 because, you know, I'd forgotten that I'd completely done that until Croc got me the intro, so I'm not sure. damn, so we get paid meat. Well, you know, you could always send it in a box, but that's just me. So, hi guys, this is Ashalon, State of the Kingdom. This is the weekly talk show about the game, not what should be done to the game, which is what Jake and Scully get to mangle their way through many, many times with everybody. We have to talk about what the hell they've done this last week, so if you've... God, Lilith... If you've not heard this show before, basically this is a talk show, half an hour kind of my take on stuff and suggestions for the newer players, and then or discussion about recent things. Like nothing's really happened this last week. I don't think anything at all has happened at all.
It's the comet. We're all gonna die.
Okay, yeah, nothing at all happened. I'm such a bad liar. But then the second hour, it is answering all pretty much your questions. And the way that you get your questions answered on air, is your name even spoken as well? Is you blue message those to Ashalon. Now that would be a message in the chat system, not a message, but one in the chat. To player number 67689. Now be aware that, you know, it's kind of like Jenkins. Go ahead. Those shows that whenever you send in your questions, I'm not going to answer them as soon as you send them in. It takes time, and I don't start answering questions till the top of the next hour. So, yeah. Anyway. I'm going to play a couple songs. I'll let you guys go ahead and send me those questions. And how did I spend my afternoon today? I spent my afternoon cleaning up my office, because, you know, I have time, because I don't have to be anywhere tomorrow. I have to clean my office, which actually is a lot better now. It's not ever completely finished. I've got to put up a couple pictures and get some stuff ready for the last piece of furniture I'm going to go buy pretty soon. And watched Advent Children. Watched some of the extras on Advent Children. It was fun. Just nice and relaxing. So, Alright, I'm going to go ahead and wander away. I can't talk about the comet because it hasn't been 48 hours. Actually, Nico, you're wrong, because Zeno has told me that I can talk about stuff on radio as long as you guys don't all, like, go stuff on chat. But, I think we all know that there is a third moon. That's no moon. It's a space station. But, because what was it that came out that day? When the brand new skills, when the 13 and 14 level skills first popped out, and I mean like 20 minutes before I went on air, I said, Zeno, I'm about to go on air in this question show. They're going to ask me, can I talk about it? And he said, you can talk, just don't chat spoiler it. I'm like, okay. Well, you know, if the asshats come and chat, then I give full and free permission for the beatdown. But do it politely so the mods don't ban you. Dev has been calling it Hamburglar. No, see, I like Mini Moon. It's the mini. Oh, look, it's the Mini Moon. Excellent. Pinky included. But I will go ahead and play some music. And, three songs here, 15 minutes, and then I'll start rambling about, well, something. I don't know. There's something else that happened besides the comet. I don't remember what that was either. There was something else that's happened since last I've been here. I don't remember what that could be. Stay tuned and find out. This is actually on State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. See, I'm all flustered now because of stupidity with the cable modem. So, can y'all, like, hear me? Please? Shorebot's were a PvP robot that watch turns dropping and meat dropping on your profile pages so they could PvP each other. Because it used to be real time. And this is back before we went to the new servers, so lag was hell. And, yeah. And apparently then everybody was blaming out game powder, but it wasn't all entirely them. Maybe there might have been a couple of them that were doing it. And, so. But yeah, Shorebot. It's kind of like a Mallbot, but for PvPers, looking to see who's doing the stat powering at the shore. Eh? Okay. So, let's see here. What's all happened? There's a new hat, the Raspberry Beret. It's kind of cute. Took about, 10 minutes for it to be found. And then there's a new shield. People then promptly bitched they couldn't wear it into the 8-bit world because it's an offhand. You have to have the functioner, continue and transfunctioner, in your offhand to be able to go into the 8-bit, so they're pissed they couldn't go in all as Link with the shield and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. So that was kind of the new stuff happened on Tuesday, and apparently Jika said now they're going to try to kind of kick off something small every Tuesday. Which is sweet, because I have a Tuesday night show. Which, if it happens like last time, I can give one away. Which leads me to my next question, and that is if the Sunday shift time slot is not the best for State of the Kingdom, if maybe my Tuesday night shift would be better. But we'll discuss that later. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. I can do it either time. But it would be kind of curious to see what people... I may do a poll on that later. So anyway. And then June 1st happened. Oh, wait. There was a comet, and the comet was coming closer. And there were people who thought that the world was going to end, and that the only way they could be saved was to have their souls taken away by spacecraft, and it kept coming closer and closer, and then June 1st came, and the Astral Badger appeared. And people went crazy for this thing. Badger, mushroom. Oh, look, it's a snake. The snake. But anyway, I had a thought, and it went away. Oh yes, the badger. Drop some mushrooms, and you eat the mushrooms, and you trip out. And you go into the trip, and you get various stuffsesses. There's not an outfit for it yet, for the stuff. There may be some later. I think Chick said that he might get it in before the next Halloween. Making an outfit for that cerebral stuff. But we'll see. So, that was kind of coming on, and, you know, the Astro Badger, you know, great new little familiar, get new areas, but what people are kind of really overlooking in all of all the Badgers, stuff, which Liz says she has a, display case, if you want to look at it, Lilith, with two L's in the middle, except for one cupcake. Is actually the cupcakes. I think looking at it all.
Oh, good.
I think looking at it all, that the, those cupcakes may actually be some of the more useful items that are coming out of there. The crossbow, yeah, that's great damage. I mean, it is plus 15 damage. It's elemental, which is spiffy. And then the hat, and the hat's just kind of weird. And the pants are kind of okay. The Einstein makes beers a little bit better, which is pretty cool. I've actually not played with the herbal pill, whatever it is. I've not played with the other item, which is right now escaping my mind what exactly it is. I'll think of it in a second, or somebody will tell me. I said, just go look at Lilith's display case, ha ha! Because I'm smart like that. Let's see here. It's right here somewhere. Ah. The Munchies Pill, the Einstein, and... Oh, you're still missing one. Oh, the Homeopathic Healing Power. Never mind. You aren't missing it. I've actually not played with that one yet either. But, I think what's really going to be... you know, pretty impressive... is going to be these cupcakes, because what these cupcakes look to be is a high-powered version of the snow cones. Everything looks to be kind of more of a double percentage, which I'm looking at, you know, I'm thinking for the meat gainers, red snow cone, pink cupcake, happy times. The one thing I do have to check, and if anybody, I have not tested this one yet, does a purple snow cone and a purple cupcake, do they stack? Like, is it 20 and 20 from both? Or is it just max of 20? I don't know if anybody stacks that or not. Huh. Oh, yes, and the new crossbow is a one-handed weapon. Which is not like crowbow. Whoa, there's like something brand new that I didn't know anything about. yeah. I really think those cupcakes probably end up being pretty useful. I mean, maybe not as much in hardcore. I mean, if you see, here's the thing: to get the cupcakes, you have to get the mushrooms. To get the mushrooms, you have to adventure with the badger. But the badger's not a stagnating familiar, so for your speedrunners, that's going to be kind of a small problem, because you're spending turns to hopefully get a mushroom, to hopefully get the cupcake you want. I think at softcore, when you can buy them, I think they're going to be a lot more useful. I think in your hardcore speedrunners, they're not, because, you know, with the snow cones, you spend 5 magic points, boom, you got 3. You got a fairly good chance of getting what you want. I think that in hardcore, it may not be... finding out, and Lilith says she'll go check it out. Yes, yes, please. So we're gonna talk. Forget the purples and the purples, because I figure everything else will stack. But the purples, I'm curious on, because that one's just a little bit different. And then what else happened? Oh yeah, chat shook. And, of course, for some frickin' reason, I logged out. I actually thought when the first rumble hit, and everything I was typing, I was getting invalid password. I thought that I'd been password guessed, which is kind of weird, because I have a pretty fucked up password. So I logged out to change, you know, to basically redo my password. And, I came back in, bam, and I had missed the kaboom in the shake, which pisses me off. But I got back in, and oh look, but then I got logged back right back out. That's where everybody got logged out, and then I logged back in because it let me log back in, and I'm looking at the nice new mangled mess of the comet on the observatory. They should have seen that coming, you know. They should have seen that coming. And, poor Hanks, dear God. I'm just like, golly. 20 adventures each. Well, no, and at 10, I'm not asking about the stacking. I'm saying if I have a purple snow cone, and I have a purple, cupcake, the snow cones are 20 and 20. If I have a cupcake, and I think I've been told that they're pretty much act just the same, 20 and 20 for hit points and magic points. If I'm damaged a lot, and I have both of them going, do I get 40 and 40, or does it cap out? And so that's my question. I'm not talking about adventures. But Hanks, oh my God. It looks like it's just 20. Oh, no, 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 no. No, it's 20 a shot, so yeah, you can get 40 magic points. Wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, yeah, but there are different effects. You can actually get 20 from one and then 20 from the other one. But Hanks. Hanks mostly burnt down, then hit by a chunk of a comet, then flooded by the melting comet, ancestral mini storage. Oh, yeah. So for all of you out there who were whining and bitching and moaning because you didn't get a tome of snow cone summoning, shut the hell up. These cupcakes are better. They do just the same thing with the purple, but everything else is better. I mean, you can get your own snow cone or your own cupcakes now, and oh my God, you can still buy your snow cones in the mall. Good Lord. Poor Hank. And I love the best part. The best part of us on the inside. The ice of the observatory ruins melted and completely flooded our shop. At least it put the fire out, right? Always look on the bright side, as my old granddad used to say. Of course, he was completely mentally unstable. Don't worry, though. All your items are still safe, secure underground storage area. At least the worst is over, right? I don't know about you, but I'm thinking there's more to come. And damn it, Gleebs isn't on. Or is he on? It is Gleebs. No, he's not. Friday night, I said when this comet hits, there's going to be a third moon. I called it. I said there's going to be a third moon, and the question was then going to be, what's the cycle for the third moon? house is going to change pretty much everything. And leave it to Jake to come up with a way that I didn't predict, which is awesome. So, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. But yeah, people are tracking the new moons and trying to figure everything out and how it works. And, you know, it's hard to do a full model on 2 days. And actually, we did find a picture of the very first day before the forced log out early from the comet when we got to go watch Duck and Cover. Best movie ever. And so I know what 3 days look like, but I don't see a complete pattern yet. I haven't kind of partially patterned. So, we will see. So, it should be pretty cool. But, so yeah, there's a new moon. No, Italians, I'm good. You've told me, and Lil told me, and one person told me, so I appreciate the help. So yeah, they stack. So yeah, three moons. Apparently, the third moon's going to be interesting because apparently, there's already been some notice that some of the percentages and changes and things, that like say the Talisman of the Baal and the Jekyll and Hyde belt and the Wereblood. That they're not all performing exactly as everybody expected them to. So, with tomorrow being the first stat day, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how the stat day comes up and how the third moon deals with that and or changes anything. That's going to be the fun thing. That's going to be the fun thing, is seeing exactly how that turns out. And then there's the crater in Desert Beach. Pretty much everybody has seen that, and it was pretty hot yesterday. I lost over 128 million hit points. That was fun. The groupies have come. Ooh, look, tents. We're going to hang out here and watch the comet, because it's so pretty. So we'll see how that all comes out. Should be interesting. So yeah, a lot of stuff. Guys and answers, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions. I will get through 7 questions in 4 minutes. Which means the second half of the show is going to massively, massively suck. So this will be your chance now to start thinking about, I have this question that I would like someone who has done a buttload of ascensions give me a hint or a help or a second opinion. I want to answer it on radio. This would be your chance. All you gotta do is / MSG Ashlon, spot number 67689, and I'll throw those at you, and we'll kind of see what's going on here. So yeah, lots of new stuff this weekend. The big thing is the Spaders are going to be working this next week to try to figure out what to do with the moons and how that affects everything. Tomorrow's going to be a pivotal day, watching with the stat day and seeing where the moonlet's going. I'm going to call it the mini moon. I've understood that Dev is calling it Hamburglar, which is funny, but I like the mini moon because it's like the mini me. And damn it, I'm going to somehow persuade Jake and them to give me a chunk of Grimace so I can put in my display case. I want a chunk of Grimace. I want a freaking chunk of kick-ass green-ass Grimace. So yeah. I have to do that discussion. Jick, I want a chunk of Grimace. I want it in my display case. Please.
Um,
That's no moon. That's a space station. Also, the other thing that came out was that there apparently were some undiscovered items in the night sky. There were three, apparently. And you can go look at all three in the Cannon Museum. There is a memory board archived, and you can go see the things that were not found by anybody. So, all of you amateur astronomers, you suck. You didn't get everything. So, I'm trying to think, is there anything else that's new that's happened? The kid's gone, the observatory's gone, I talked about that, I talked about tanks, I talked about the Badger, oh yeah, the maze. The violet maze. It's not as random as you may think. It is mappable, but it seems to be a little bit different for every person. So you can map it. Everything goes, you know, like description A will always go to three different.
Okay.
Description A will always go to the same three descriptions, but which button takes you to which specific one apparently changes from time to time. So, alright, I think I've almost killed enough time for this first half. Hopefully my radio will not decide to disconnect itself again, and, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I see the KOL wiki. Here's the problem. That map was wrong, because when I first found it, I started playing with it, and the colors didn't match up to anything. And so, it didn't work for me. I mean, yeah, it was going to the same three spots, but the colors weren't going anywhere where I thought they were. So, yeah. So I think the map could use a little bit more spading. I think the moons are going to be taking a lot of the spaders' attention right now. Oh, yes, there is a new trophy. It's still within the 48-hour rules, but there's enough discussion on it in the forum thread that says new trophy that you can kind of infer the general concept of it. The question is just going to be the exact, because, you know, the people who have it, and I'm proud of them, aren't basically going, here, have fun. They're making you think, and of course, the whiny non-spaders who want everything handed to them on a silver platter, and want, like, nubile Arabian women and harem bells hand-feeding it to them, are bitching that they're not being told exactly what they have to do, and they can kiss my ass. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I just don't, A, know how far I am on any of that, and B, I have no idea where the magic number is. So I may have to, I don't know. I may wait on that one. I've got other more important trophies to get to first. I'm not sure which ones those are. Golden Meat Stack, I think, is one of them I haven't gotten yet. Yay. And the Cyclops says that he is updating the MP3 side of the archive, which is pretty cool. yay. If you are interested in listening to any of these, the map now that your directions may vary, you know. Oh, that's good. yeah. What are spaders? No? Okay. It comes from this idea of four suits of online players. And the way it works like this is that in any online community, you have four types of players. and they all are very interactive. And if you increase one type, then it has an effect on the strength or fun of the other four, or the other three groups, and as in one case, on itself. So the spaders, or spades, these are the ones who go digging around the game, trying to understand how everything works, and being the first people to find something. Yes, I'm a spade. I'm a part-time spade. The second suit is the hearts. These are the people who are in chat all the time, have all the friends, love giving gifts, love being helpful. You know, and you have that. Then you have the diamonds, whose focus is getting wealth and information and being able to flaunt and show and use said wealth and information to progress themselves through the games. Now, I tend to be a combination of those first three, of spades and diamonds and hearts. And then you have the clubs, which are your PvPers. They love to go beat on each other. But, you know, did Nico just post the... Oh, yes, he did. Yes, Nico just posted a link. Go see what you are. It's pretty cool. Yes, I'm almost a triple split, which I think is kind of neat. I like being, you know, not just one thing. I like being kind of well-rounded. There's a new trophy, which is good. Just one less to find. Apparently, someone got close to the quote-unquote insta-trophy, or the hideously found name of Skilt. Dumbass. Whoever came up with it should be beaten. You know, I'm all for funnies. I'm not all for stupid. Collectors or diamonds? Yes. Collectors or diamonds? Which, if you notice my display case, I collect a lot of stuff. And it's all pretty. yay. I think I'm going to quit rambling-a-ling-a-ling because I, I think I'm rambling, yes. So if you have questions, and yes, I did get a few more questions during the last bit of rambling, and I'll answer them. So you can blue message those to Ashlon, that's player number 67689. And please feel free to, contribute to the show. Because contributing to the show makes it a better show. Because when my shows suck, they suck. We're talking like black hole suckage. We're talking uber vacuum, major pressure gradient suckage. Suckage out. You know, out the airlock in space, suckage. So, questions. Even if they're a touch silly, I might entertain them. This is Ashlon. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.